97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens here with you on a Tuesday night as we still remember Kobe Bryant on this Tuesday night as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Josh Rabick is producing the show, an abbreviated first part because the Philadelphia 76ers will host the Golden State Warriors tonight at 7 o'clock. At the center, Brian Seltzer with the pregame coverage at 6:50. So we're out of here at 6:45 as we get ready for Sixers basketball right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. The tributes still pouring in from around the NBA, from around the sports world. Even more, I think I just saw, as Tyrone and I were talking, kind of hard to see through the cameras here where the television is set up on the wall, but it looked like it was something like in the Senate. I couldn't tell. I don't want to make anything up, but there was something really big. And Kobe Bryant, of course, was the theme with what they were talking about, and that's what it's going to be for quite some time. And we're going to continue to talk about Kobe tonight as we get ready for Sixers basketball, and the Sixers with a huge tribute, of course, for Kobe Bryant before the game tonight. Tobias Harris already on social media with his shoes. Some great things going around the league where players are changing their number from 8-2 players so far, and Spencer Dinwiddie of the Brooklyn Nets and Terrence Ross, number 8 for the Orlando Magic. They have decided to switch their numbers and paying their respects to Kobe Bryant. So we'll see more coming in. Alize Johnson from Indiana Pacers, he decided to keep number 24 because he said, hey, I only believed in God and Kobe Bryant, and I'm going to continue to wear 24 to pay respects to Kobe Bryant, honor his legacy. So it's going to be... This is going to go on for a while. So you know what? We're going to continue the same conversation that Mike and Ty and Nat had going on, where there was something about Kobe Bryant where you're starting to get so many different, as we just said, whatever it was that I just saw on television, I can't really tell, in the Senate, I believe it was, and players changing their numbers, just getting the league approval to do so along with the team. The same with tennis players, and hearing Tiger Woods speak about Kobe and so many others and what they're doing and the tributes and paying their respects to Kobe Bryant. What made him have this reach that so many athletes have decided to do the things that he has done? And hearing Djokovic talk about how reaching out, I heard Tyrone and Mike talking about it, reaching out to Kobe when he was going through some things, when he had lost confidence. He wanted to reach out to Kobe to try to get over those things, to pick Kobe's brain and have him say the right things to him to get back to where he needed to be at that level of performance on the tennis court, to go out there and be himself, to be one of the top tennis players in the world. And when did this start? Where did this come from? You know, what was it about Kobe Bryant that so many people had to reach out to him to pick his brain, where he just always seemed like the guy that wanted to destroy everyone? Because he did. He wanted to destroy everyone. He wanted to. He did. He succeeded at that. Yet they still respected him that much. I remember, I don't know if you guys remember, it's the tail end of Paul Pierce's career, where Paul Pierce was playing with the Los Angeles Clippers. Not playing much, but he was technically playing for the Los Angeles Clippers. And Kobe was going on, had already gone on his farewell tour with the Los Angeles Lakers, where city to city, everyone was showing and paying their respects to Kobe for a great career, loving the guy the way that they did. And every place they went, there was something, right, for Kobe Bryant. Whether it was a gift, and I remember me being 42, I remember when the same thing happened with Dr. J, Larry Bird, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that type of thing. And Draymond Green was defending Blake Griffin. And at this point, this is Clippers Blake Griffin. So he's still all league level Blake Griffin. And Paul Pierce is on the bench talking trash. BG, he can't guard you. BG, he can't guard you. Somehow the mics, right, they were mic'd up and something, and they caught everything. BG can't guard you. Draymond's like, why are you sitting there talking as if you're going to get a farewell tour? What are you still doing here? Dead ball. They're at the free throw line. All right, stop it to play. You're not Kobe. You're not Kobe. And it was the best. And Paul Pierce, all he could do was sit there, dumbfounded, with the look on his face. Like, man, maybe I should have kept my mouth shut. Because Draymond Green is one of the all-time great trash talkers. Right? He can go. And Paul Pierce was not Paul Pierce anymore. He was no longer the Boston Celtics Paul Pierce. And to throw that type of jab at him, that you are not Kobe. Why are you trying to get a farewell tour? You are not Kobe. Right? I just remember that. And that was great. It was fantastic. We all hate the Celtics. Not hate. And in a time like this, we don't hate anyone. We just basketball hate. We dislike the Celtics. We dislike Paul Pierce. We respect him, but we dislike him. And Draymond Green going at him the way that he did was tremendous. It was fantastic. And that just goes to show again, Kobe just got done playing. Still here. Just got done playing. At that time, still here. And Draymond's like, look, man, you're not Kobe Bryant. Just go, just hang it up. Retire. Or just sit there quietly and don't say a word. And that was fantastic about that. Made me remember that. And just all the tributes that are going up. Now, Kevin Durant finally able to say something. He spoke about how he was trying to just formulate the words and put the words out there on social media, but he couldn't. He couldn't say anything. And all he really said was, listen, the only way to everyone's asking, do you change the logo? Do you retire the numbers league-wide? He said all you can do is just honor him by going out there and playing as hard as you can every single night the way that Kobe Bryant will want you to. Draymond Green, of course, in the Golden State Warriors in town tonight. Yesterday, looking at Anthony Slater from The Athletic, who covers the Golden State Warriors. Just a conversation, a pregame conversation with Draymond Green with the media. Draymond's like, they're asking, talking about Kobe Bryant, asking questions. He's like, I don't want to talk about Kobe. I don't want to talk about, what can I say? He said, maybe that's not right, but I'm not a therapist, but I don't want to talk about Kobe. I want to talk to Kobe. And that's the impact that he has on a lot of these players. With LeBron James and the Lakers getting off the plane from Philadelphia back to Los Angeles. Planes and cameras catching them crying as they're walking off the plane. Carmelo Anthony speaking to the media postgame for 5 minutes saying, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Stoneface. And everyone is still in shock with everything. Listening to Aaron McKee here on the station. Donnie Carr again on the station this morning with the morning show. Jim Lynham with great stuff. Speaking here, Sal Palantonio chiming in on it as well on the station. Just great tributes to Kobe Bryant, not only locally, but worldwide. And what was it about Kobe where he had this impact on so many people? That's what we want to continue the Mike Missanelli Show conversation, as we only have a short amount of time before we get to Sixers basketball at 7 o'clock. So we'll give the numbers out again, 610-632-0975. Great player, of course. Great competitor. Always looking to win. Like I said yesterday, I had no problem. I never had a problem with what he said when he wanted to, I believe, he said, cart their hearts out of the Sixers trying to win that championship in 2001. Because you knew what he meant. If Iverson said it, you loved it. It was Kobe. He was still one of us, but he was really LA at that point. He had a job to do, and he didn't see the red, white, and blue across from him that he grew up watching. He saw an opponent that was in his way, and he wanted to take them down. And that's what we loved about him. That's what we loved about him. That's what plenty of people loved about him. And it's just, it's amazing to see all the tributes come in. And again, what made him who he is? Why is the impact? How is Kobe's impact so big around not only sports, but just the world in general, where we're starting to see reach in many, many different places. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, everywhere. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens. We continue the Kobe Bryant tributes as we take a quick break. Maurice, we start with you. Everybody else, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens right here, remembering Kobe Bryant on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, let's talk about Kobe Bryant's impact on not just basketball, but the entire sports world and beyond. 610-632-0975. Sixers Warriors at 7 o'clock, the pregame show with Brian Seltzer, live from the center at 6:50. And the tributes, of course, they will be there. And you will hear it right here when Tom McGinnis takes over at 7 o'clock as well. The Sixers already have started some great things, of course, with the center being lit up in purple. Earlier, it was all purple, lights off, all purple. I'm sure something will be happening as well in-game. They already have a decal of his Lower Merion High School number 33 on the floor. That will be on the sideline, and then near the scorer's table. And the coaches will wear a pin. I believe it looks like a maroon pin that is, again, the color of Lower Merion High School, the Aces, their school color on their suits tonight for this game as they honor Kobe Bryant against the Golden State Warriors. 610-632-0975. And a quick one before we start things on the phone. Reese, we got you. I was looking at my friend Chris Stuber. And on Twitter, he has a quote, one of the quotes that he always said he loved, being a Sixer fan, of course, but a huge Kobe Bryant fan. Here's a quote from Kobe. "When I was in high school, I hoped to be a Sixer," Bryant said before his team's 103-91 loss to the 76ers on Tuesday at the Wells Fargo Center. "I was always hoping that, but at the time, Iverson was such a force, but it was always a dream of mine to play in Philadelphia." So we'll never know. I was just looking at a quick thing on the Philadelphia Tribune. I'll read it during the break, but it was about, John Lucas, who, again, I spoke about me having the opportunity to sneak in the old St. Joe's Fieldhouse gym side door, and John Lucas will be running things in there at the time because he was the head coach, and meeting him a couple of weeks later as well, and allowing me to stay in there while they were playing. And he is talking about, you know, when he first saw Kobe Bryant. So I'm going to check that out, the Philadelphia Tribune, and see what John Lucas had to say about the late, great now Kobe Bryant. 610-632-0975. The impact of Kobe Bryant. Who knew, right? Who knew? We knew he was great. We knew he was beloved. And now we're seeing how much of an impact he's had on sports and even beyond. Let's start things off in Overbrook as promised with Maurice on 97.5. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, Devon? How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. So, a lot of good Kobe memories, but the first thing that comes to my mind is actually, 2 weeks old when he was trash-talking Luka Doncic out of the game. And I think Kobe has this level of respect for anything he got into where I'm going to give it maximum level of excellence. And I think that transcended basketball. I think that's why all the top athletes in other sports, people in any profession, could identify with Kobe, because he had enough respect for anything he got in. Like, if I'm going to get in, I'm going to give it 100%. And I think that's why the impact is so grand. You know, you talk about that Mamba mentality.
Yeah.
But you can translate to anything. And I think for me especially, like, I'm 34, so I grew up an AI fan and I remember those finals, but that level of excellence that Kobe brought night in, night out, and then even in retirement, you know, like getting in the WNBA because his daughter wanted to play basketball, or, you know, learning Spanish when they traveled because he knew Italian, like those kinds of things that, what made me appreciate Kobe Bryant.
Now, on the floor, when you talk about the appreciation, you know how he is, as you mentioned, how hardcore he is and how he's just going to go right at you. And you said it, trash-talking Luka Doncic, and he's not even playing. How was that able, though, to translate over to so many other players where the impact was there and they respected him so much that the trash talk was there, but afterwards, hey, can I work out with you? Can you tell me? Right. You know what I'm saying?
And even for Luka, he trash talked Luka in Slovenian, right? Like, he could have easily just said something, but even just to show a little respect, I'm going to learn a little bit about you, and so I'm still going to trash talk you. But, yeah, there's still this level of learning, like this continued learning and bettering himself, even in retirement.
All the while after the game, his daughter Gianna wanted to take a picture with Luka Doncic. So it's amazing. Exactly. He goes through all of that through the game, knowing his daughter loves Luka Doncic, and, you know, he still does it the way he does it. But if she's going to learn from him, learn everything, right? Everything.
Exactly.
Listen, Reese, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate the phone call, 610-632-0975. And the excellence was there every night out there on the floor. You think back to the time where, number one, he wanted to move because the trade, the Lakers weren't the same. Shaq had left. Some things weren't right. He wanted out. And there were a couple of rumors that he wanted to go to the Bulls. And the other one was there was a deal complete where he was going to go to the Detroit Pistons and they were going to send them a number one draft pick, first round draft pick, and Chauncey Billups. Name was in there, and then Rip Hamilton. And they were saying maybe another player, because Kobe's number was so large in terms of his annual salary, that's what they were going to do. That probably would have been a throw-in player from the Lakers as well. But sitting down with Dr. Jerry Buss, they squashed it, they fixed it. Pau Gasol ends up there, Lamar Odom is there, and Andrew Bynum blossoms into a very, very good young center in the league. And here we go, Kobe runs two more titles out there. And, I mean, that's that guy, he had it. And the time where he played, I can't remember the team he was playing against. But if you remember, the team was bad. They were in the playoffs. It was game seven. It wasn't Utah. I don't think it was Utah. Game seven. And as a point, making a point, he knew they weren't going to win. And this is where he was stubborn a lot of times, right? This is where he was stubborn. He decided, I'm not shooting. I'm not going to shoot. Every time he got the ball, he just passed it. Every time he got the ball, passed it. They were getting blown out. They were getting rocked. But Kobe was making a point. He got destroyed for it. The selfishness and all of that stuff. But he was, again, making a point that this is what you are having me out here on the floor with. This is what I'm playing with Chris Mim and Ryan Kelly and those types of names. 610-632-0975. And if you're heading down to the center and you have some thoughts on Kobe Bryant, his legacy, his impact on basketball, sports, and anything else, give us a call, 610-632-0975. And keep the stories coming in. They don't have to stop just because we did the show yesterday. Keep them coming in. There are plenty of stories. He grew up here. He's from here. He's a Philadelphia guy. He's touched many a people. Let's keep the stories going. Nasir and Bala Kenwood next on the Fanatic. Nas.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
What's happening, man?
I'm good, man. I want to apologize. I need to keep my GPS on.
Okay, that's cool, man. Go ahead.
I was just thinking about, I think it's a good idea, man. Maybe the NBA look into starting Mamba Mentality trophies, man. You know, and to be honest with you, I think it should just be for every position. You know, giving out the same time, like the MVP awards. You know, I think that would be real big. And I honestly think that would probably bring more of a competitive edge back to the game, you know?
So a Mamba trophy for a point guard, a Mamba mentality for a big, and the same thing for a wing?
Well, I was thinking all five, but, you know, I mean, it's just an idea, you know, to carry on his legacy.
And basically, you're just saying you just want to carry the legacy on, some way to honor him.
Yeah, that, and like I said, I really believe it'll bring a competitive edge back to the players, man. You know, they're saying, like, I think it'll increase that in level, you know, that level of intensity, because, you know, guys, they're going to go for that trophy, man. I think they would, you know, out of respect for him, his legacy, you know, and their love for the game, period, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting one, and we're going to get so many different ones, Nas, because, again, whether it's the number changing or the logo, on the jersey, replacing Jerry West as the silhouette. So many different things we're going to hear. Of course, David Stern's name will come up as well. So we'll see, man. A lot of different ideas. Yours is great as well. And we'll see. What did he mean to you?
Well, I mean, I never had the, you know, the pleasure of, you know, meeting him. But, you know, I certainly, you know, respect that competitor that he was. You know, his love for the game, all the time that he put in, you know, and you can't help but to appreciate that, you know.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, he was major, you know, as you see, like, you know, he transcended across sports, you know, across countries, you know, he was big, man. And, you know, I was just sitting here thinking about it. I think that would be a nice idea, man. You know, start those trophies.
That's a good idea.
In the NBA, and the WNBA as well.
That's a good idea, man. Yeah. Hey, Nas, thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. Appreciate you sharing that. Nate, we'll get to you first when we get back. 610-632-0975. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. Final segment before we get to Sixers basketball at 7 o'clock, 610-632-0975. Remembering Kobe Bryant, I'm Devon Givens right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Sixers Warriors at 7 o'clock right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens, one final segment before we get to the game. Brian Seltzer is 6:50 live from the center with the pregame coverage. And, of course, he'll set the scene for everything that will take place tonight with the tribute for Kobe Bryant at the center already on the floor. Sideline, it is number 33. On the sideline, on the floor, and the Sixers coaches will wear, it looks like a ribbon, a maroon burgundy ribbon in honor of Kobe Bryant and, of course, the color of the Lower Marion Aces basketball team. 610-632-0975. And as I read the Philadelphia Tribune story real fast by Daryl Bell, and if I ever needed anybody to back up my account from when I was younger and I would sneak into the gym and what I saw, I guess it would be the guy who, again, was running the gym, the head coach at the time, John Lucas. So here he is before we get to Nate and G's. Again, I grew up in Winfield, right by, right down the street, a little bit more in Winfield from St. Joe's. And I mentioned how I would sneak in the side door and watch some things from time to time. And they wouldn't, as long as you were cool, they wouldn't bother you. So here he is, John Lucas, to Daryl Bell in this story. He says, I had him and a nice young lady, Dawn Staley, how about that, working out with us. They pushed to make themselves better players. And this was after he had a chance to see him play in a game for the first time. So he allowed him to start coming in there and working out. And he says, I had him, you know, with Dawn Staley. Kobe loved playing. He loved competing. I had him playing draft prospects we brought in. This is the one I told you guys about where I was saying Antonio McDice was there that day and some others that were local, like Jonathan Haynes, Kerry Kittles, so on. And he says he took them all on and only one player beat him. That was Antonio McDice. Remember, Antonio McDice, I believe, is the number 2 pick to the Denver Nuggets after Joe Smith. I ended up drafting one of the guys he beat. The Sixers draft pick at number 3, Jerry Stackhouse. So I know what I remember. And I quietly minded my own business, watched Kobe warm up on the side after they were done what they had to do, Mo Cheeks, John Lucas. I didn't even remember Dawn Staley being in there. And that's silly of me because she was the only female. Maybe she wasn't in there at that particular point when I was in there, but she was in there. And Kobe was certainly in there because after he was finished warming up on the side and they were ready to go 5-on-5s and whatever else they were doing, Kobe went on the floor and he was destroying these guys. Yes, at 16. 610-632-0975. Nate in Southwest, thanks so much, man. You're on the Fanatic.
It's all purple down here, good brother.
I saw one photo inside, and I saw one from yesterday where it was purple outside, so...
Yeah, even the football stadium lit up purple, you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Link, all right, man. Great, as it should.
Yeah, man, so I get down here to see this tribute, and it's a sad time that I got to come to a game to see this, though. You know, I mean, I would never thought, you feel me?
But no.
Hopefully we get to win tonight, man, and keep it pushing, dog. We got to make a run at something now, man. Maybe just a lighted spark under a couple of people and keep us going. You feel me?
Yeah, and it's a nice distraction. Again, we'll talk about this for the next couple of days because of how, again, we're talking about the impact that he had on the game. We'll continue to talk about this, but it is I'm not even going to say a nice distraction, but a distraction to maybe take it away a little bit, even though his presence will be felt in that building.
Oh, for sure tonight, you hear me? But yeah. No, man, I'll let you know how the whole scene was after this joint. And, man, you have a good night, bro.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that. Thanks, Nate. As always, appreciate it. 610-632-0975. And I'm looking at Anthony Gilbert, who was a guest on here last night from Hoops Magazine with a video of Tobias Harris and his shoes that he's wearing tonight, the Kobe 3s, the Zoom Kobe 3, with, of course, rest in peace, Kobe, and rest in peace, Gigi, written on his sneakers. 610-632-0975. We go to G's in West Philly on the Fanatic. G's.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I just want to talk a little bit about Kobe, man. I mean, I'm a Lakers fan, so... You know what I mean? I used to get a lot of crap, still do for living in the Philly area, but my brother turned me on to it and it kind of just stuck with me and I couldn't get away from it. But like, I tried to think about a lot of stuff I wanted to say when I got on here because like Kobe was like my favorite guy, like, you know what I mean? Like, wasn't nobody higher than him to me, even Jordan. I love Jordan, but he wasn't a Laker and how Kobe did it was different a little bit to me. Only time I ever was in the same building with Kobe was like, it was on his last game in Philly, and just so happened to be on my birthday, and my son was just born, so I'm like, man, I got to see Kobe. I'm going to see Kobe. And I had him strapped on my chest. We watching Kobe. I get into a little mini car accident before the game. Like, you know what I mean? And a little fender bender. I'm making sure everybody cool. Everybody good. All right, we got to go to this game. I can't miss the game. So we get down there to the game. It's like second quarter. And I start seeing Kobe. He's doing his thing. I'm watching him. I'm like, oh, man, that's my man. He getting in the zone now.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, Lakers lost. Philly won it. You know what I mean? But I remember at the end of the game, everybody, like, just celebrating him, man. And bigging him up, like, you know what I'm saying? And I never heard Philly ever big him up like that.
Well, we all knew it was the end. If you remember that, G's, you were probably busy because you just had, you know, your son, you know, you guys just had your child. So if you remember, though, at that time, it started to kind of trickle in. I think they played the Knicks before the Sixers, or why it was someone here on the East Coast, on the East Coast trip, and the word started to trickle out that he might be hanging it up at the end of the year, but nobody expected him to make the announcement here in Philadelphia like he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then how it went down, like, everybody just showing him love, and I'm like, I remember just, like, thinking about it, like, I'm 30-something years old, and I'm like, man, I'm thinking like a little kid again, like, I want to run up and just say something to him, just dap him up, something, like, but I got my son right there on me,
yeah.
I'm not going to run down there and do all that crazy stuff, so I'm like, I just salute him from afar or whatever, I'm just telling my girl, like, yeah, I'll probably never be in the same building as dude again, like, you know what I'm saying, but I was here.
At least you got to see it.
Tickets.
At least you got to see him.
She bought me the tickets, and I felt so good about that, man. Like,
yeah,
didn't see how everything went down. I just
I'm glad you had a chance to experience that, man. And hey, even though your son doesn't remember it, he was there as well, and you can always share that with him.
Yeah, we got pictures of it too.
That's cool, man. Well, listen, G's, enjoy it, man, and again, enjoy the game tonight, man. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Josh Rabick, great work as always, producing the show. We'll be back after the game in the post to, again, get away just a little bit and talk about the Sixers tonight as they honor Kobe Bryant as well. Brian Seltzer will be up next with the pregame show from the center, from Sixers.com. And some news for the starting lineup. Keith Pompey, Embiid in the starting lineup tonight. Joel Embiid back. So we'll hear more from Brian Seltzer about that. So until then, enjoy the game. Josh Rabick and I will be back afterwards in the post. Sixers and the Warriors, 7 o'clock tip. B. Celts coming up next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.